Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes,
I'm grateful.
The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, gratefulness. You're grateful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning in our lives. We are grateful, grateful for what you have done. Grateful, grateful for what you're doing in our lives. Oh, we just stop by to say this morning, thank you, how grateful we are. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church, because you are grateful, you are faithful, and we say thank you for faithfulness today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. There's no limits, no boundaries in you, and we say thank you. Oh, come bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, he's faithful. He's wonderful. He's awesome. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's amazing. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we just come by to say thank you, Father. Thank you for how you kept us on last night from seen and unseen danger as we slept in slumber. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God, when we're not faithful, Lord God. We thank you that we're the potter and you are we're the clay and you're the potter, Lord God. You are molding us, Lord God. Continue to mold us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord God, for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We say thank you. Oh, come bless his name with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you. We thank you for all our children, all our grandchildren, all our great-grandchildren, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bless his name with me today. Come magnify the Lord with me today. He worthy to be praised. He woke us up this morning. And that's enough to shout about. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to shake depression off today. In the name of Jesus, we shake depression off. Oppression, rejection, we shake it off in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We thank him for his blood that he shed it on Calvary for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being in him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. No weapon formed against his children shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, come bless his name today. Come magnify his name today with me. His words say in Psalms 150, if everything that have breath, praise you, the Lord. Come praise him. Come shout this morning. Say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for a roof over my head. Thank you, Lord, shoes on my feet. Thank you, Lord, clothes on my back. Thank you, Lord, food to eat today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Shout to the rooftop and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up the homeless all over the universe to him today. And thank him and praise him for making provision for them in the name of Jesus. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can't no man open. Oh, come bless his name with us today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of a storm, he's still faithful. In the midst of a going through, he's still wonderful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So lift your heads this morning. Raise your hands this morning and say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If it had not been for you, where would I be this Sunday morning? Oh, bless his name today. We thank him for the fivefold ministry on this line. We thank him for Rita Bryan works behind the scenes faithfully. Oh, bless the Lord. Continue to bless the Lord God. Continue to meet every need she's standing in need of. J.R., when I look back over J.R.'s life, I know where you brought him from. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for continuing to strengthen J.R., Lord God. Because without you, he wouldn't have made it, God. But with you, he did, and we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We just say thank you for being Abba, Father. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for being a roof over our heads on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over our neighborhoods today to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our neighborhoods today, in the White House today, rule and reign, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to magnify his name today. We come to lift up our hearts and hands unto him today and tell him to have his way in our lives today, order our footsteps today, lead and direct us in all truth today that only you can do, Lord God. Your word said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be glorified, God. Oh, bless his name today. Bless his wonderful name today, because he's worthy to be praised. He's the potter and we his clay, and he's going to continue to mold us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. There's no limits, no boundaries in him, and we say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless his name today. We thank him for the sick and the shut in on today, doing miraculous things in their lives today, in every hospital in it, over the United States. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In intensive care unit, do a miraculous miracle today, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we lift up the children at St. Jude Hospital to you today, Lord God. Have your way in St. Jude Hospital, Lord God. Have your way in Shriners Hospital, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We know you as a cancer healer, Lord God. Oh, we know you as a cancer healer. I know you as my doctor, Jesus, where you brought me from 20-some years ago. And I know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we thank you, Lord God, in advance for doing something miraculous for those children at St. Jude Hospital, God. We praise you in advance for their breakthroughs, God. And not their breakdown, God. We thank you that the parents getting better and now have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare your promises, Lord God. You said when we decree and declare a thing, it is established. So we thank you for it right now. Thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people all over the land, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God. Double for his trouble, Lord God. Continually to strengthen his body, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name for the man of God. Oh, we thank you for the man of God. We magnify your name for the man of God. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up Mother and Daddy Matthews to you today. Continuously bless them and heal and deliver them, Lord God, that only you can do, God. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning in your precious Son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we love you. Thank you, Father God. Love you. Loving you, oh Father God, is the best thing that any one of us can do up in our lives, oh Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In your word, oh Father God, you said, let not mercy and truth forsake us. And you said in your word for us to bind them around our neck and write them upon the tables of our heart. Because in that, oh Father God, you say, so shall we find favor and have good understanding in the sight of you, Father God, and also of men. We thank you, O Father God, for waking us up this morning, O Father God, giving us the breath of life, O Father God, so that we may move and have our being, O Father God, totally and absolutely in you, O Father God, not being tossed to and fro, O Father God, from all of the other things, O Father God, when the doctrine, O Father God, that we have taken in, O Father God, and made it a doctrine up in our life. But as your love, O Father God, toward us, you showed us, O Father God, inwardly, O Father God, as your words say, to know thyself. You option us to search ourselves, O Father God, and to go deeper, O Father God. We found out a truth, O Father God, in your word, O Father God, that it is above everything, O Father God, that we have ever learned or was taught, O Father God, because we understood it, O Father God, because of that personal relationship with you, O Father God, that you've spoken to our hearts, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for the love and for the correctiveness, O Father God, that you are showing your people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing, O Father God, the healing virtue that's gone through while throughout the land, O Father God, sustaining us, O Father God, so that we will not fear, O Father God, when they say the word coronavirus, O Father God, but we will stand strong and diligent, O Father God, and pray, O Father God, against those forces of darkness that trying to go out through the land and trying to instill fear in your people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for strengthening us, O Father God, so that when we hear that word, coronavirus, O Father God, it would unction us, O Father God, to immediately, O Father God, go into warfare and to pray, O Father God. Thank you for unctioning that within us and putting it in our spirit, O Father God, so that we may be the warriors and our brother's keepers that you desire us to be, O Father God. Because your word said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God. So we stand strong and tall, O Father God, to come against, O Father God, those forces of darkness, O Father God, and against our temples, O Father God, individually, O Father God, personally, O Father God, our temples, O Father God, that you dwell upon, which is us. We thank you, O Father God, for giving us the stability and the aptitude, O Father God, to see those things that be not as though they were, and to speak those things that be not as though they were, so that you, O Father God, may have your perfect place and will moving within the lives of your people, O Father God. Because in your word, O Father God, you tell us that we are the temple, O Father God, and that you dwell within us, O Father God. So in saying that, O Father God, we ask, O Father God, that your kingdom-minded people, O Father God, will speak those things into existence that be not as though they were, the way you have shown them in this dispensation, season, and time for things to be, O Father God, and to be our brothers, keepers, to cover those households, families, and communities, O Father God, that have not reached, O Father God, into the depths of the understanding of certain things, O Father God, in life, O Father God, in the spirit, O Father God, and in the churches, O Father God, but we, O Father God, that is attached, O Father God, to you, O Father God, and is a part of the vine, O Father God. We think the way you think, we love the way you love, we be the way you be here on this earth plane for you, because we are extensions of you, O Father God. So I thank you, O Father God, for calling out, O Father God, yourself, the Father God, to step up and to rise up and to be that which you have truly called them to be and to move in that which you have called them to truly move in, O Father God. I thank you, O Father God, for them coming against, O Father God, everything, O Father God, your warriors that you have called out, O Father God, to come against those things, O Father God, that the enemy has set out upon the earth plane. But we, O Father God, to not move in our own understanding, but moving, O Father God, and listening and being instructed by you and you only, O Father God. Because not everything supposed to be touched at this time. It's not everything supposed to be known at this time, O Father God. Because you work in perfect order, O Father God. And I thank you, O Father God, in the order in those things, O Father God, here on earth and also in the heavens, O Father God, so that we, O Father God, may be able to stand, O Father God, not being tossed and thrown by everyone in the doctrine, every piece of news media that is going out throughout the land, O Father God, for we will stand strong upon your word and know that you, O Father God, is totally in control and you are working things out for our good, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for loving us in such a way, O Father God, that you desire favor, O Father God, upon us and each one of us, family members, O Father God, that you will give us favor beyond favor, O Father God, because you desire us, O Father God, to be the extension. dimensions of you and Yip on the earth plane, oh, Father God. Thank you for the word of healing going out, oh, Father God, and especially, oh, Father God, in the lymphatic system, oh, Father God. Because inflammation, oh, Father God, in the bodies, oh, Father God, weakens our temple, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for moving in that area of our lives, oh, Father God, to eradicate and destroy and annihilate those things within us that has formed itself in us that is not of you, oh, Father God. So we speak to that area now, oh, Father God, to that system in our bodies, oh, Father God, for that those things that you have created in us to rise up in us, oh, Father God, for that natural abilities and function that you created is to be through our white blood cells, oh, Father God, to rise up and attack and destroy, oh, Father God, everything in us, oh, Father God, that is not of you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us mental stability in this area, Father God, also, that we will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, that your word, oh, Father God, that is deep-rooted within us, oh, Father God, up in our hearts, oh, Father God, let us take its place within us, oh, Father God, to open up our eyes so that we may see those things that you desire us to see. Within your word also, you tell us, oh, Father God, that for us to trust in you and to lean not upon our own understanding, oh, Father God, but in all our ways, oh, Father God, so that you may direct our path down the path that we should go down is to acknowledge you. And so I ask, oh, Father God, that that be strongly embedded within your people, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, where we won't be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, that we will be mindful to acknowledge you, oh, Father God, in all our ways and everything that we do and everything that we desire to do, oh, Father God. As you said, oh, Father God, in your word also, Father God, let not mercy and truth forsake us, oh, Father God, and that we're supposed to bind them around our neck, oh, Father God, and let your word, oh, Father God, be absolutely written upon the tables of our heart, oh, Father God. And in your word you say that so shall we find favor and have good understanding in the sight of God and in man. So I ask you, oh, Father God, to institute that, oh, Father God, establish that within our lives, oh, Father God, so that we may see and do those things that you desire us to do unhindered, oh, Father God, from the forces of darkness, oh, Father God, that we may move, oh, Father God, in the stealth mode, oh, Father God, and to do those things that you desire us to do. We thank you, oh, Father God, for what Yahshua HaMashiach did upon Calvary, oh, Father God, so that we may have the ability to do those things, because he restored those things that were lost in the Garden of Eden, oh, Father God. You restored us back to our original relationship with you. And I thank you, oh, Father God, and even in that, we will be unhindered, oh, Father God, if we find that, follow that path that you have straightened out for us to follow you unhindered. We thank you, oh, Father God, for balancing our heart and our minds, oh, Father God, so they be, oh, Father God, the anchor within us, oh, Father God, that you ask us, oh, Father God, that love will take its perfect place within us, oh, Father God. So we ask that that will rule us, oh, Father God, the love like you have for your people, that we would also have for your people, oh, Father God, not being moved, oh, Father God, by the things, oh, Father God, that they see outwardly that they be doing. The only way that they probably be doing it is because of the understanding they have had of things in the past. But let us show great love and pull our brothers and sisters out of those places and defeat the enemy within those lives that the enemy has taken with them, oh, Father God, and to free them, oh, Father God, and to love them unconditionally the way you do, oh, Father God. I thank you for establishing those things within our life. We thank you for establishing those things up in every ministry. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your warning ministry and angels, oh, Father God, protecting every community, oh, Father God, and every individual household, oh, Father God, to keep us, oh, Father God, so that we may not be tossed to and fro in this season, that we will not, oh, Father God, adhere to those things that we have had adhered to before, that your word has its perfect place within our hearts and in our minds. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Sit me down. We can't hear you, Dr. Matthews.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And we are giving God all of the praise, the glory, the honor for all that he is doing. Bless the Lord for the intercessors. Thank you, prayer warriors, and those ministry gifts that allow the Lord to use them as vessels for the kingdom of God. We bless the Lord for you all on today and welcome you as well. Well, thanks to God, if you've been following us over the last several years, we've been entrenched in the book of Daniel and sharing the life of Daniel and the great battles, challenges, and difficulties that Daniel had to encounter operating from a slave perspective. After the war and the fights and the battles of my life, we have to continue to press in and stay the course and follow the Lord in every area of our life. Then you had the responsibilities and the duty to serve under the administration of four ancient kingdoms, Babylonian kingdom, Neo-Persian kingdom, and he worked under the tenure of his of the predecessor of King Nebuchadnezzar, his son Belshazzar. And then he served under Darius and ultimately under Cyrus, King Neo-Persian king. Daniel became a counselor to these great kings to bring them to clarity and understanding in a world that fought against the kingdom of God, especially when it comes to language, sound, especially when it came to understanding the battle within their dream world, the battles, the responsibilities, the choices and decisions they made. Daniel was very key to these administrations, and he did a tremendous job in serving under those administrations and bringing the word of God alive. Daniel was strategic in this particular book because he gives clear interpretation of events. He gives clear interpretation of dreams. He gives clear interpretation of things that will befall these nations before they fail and after they fail. And so it is unusual in modern day for anyone to serve under four different administrations due to the political system that are in place or dictatorship. Or the theocracy or monocracy of a ministry or a world or a country or a region that has cataclysmic events that are set in place. Most of the time when people speak of that, they think of third world. If you're looking at a nation that's full of third world events, but covering up with political genre. And so we bless the Lord today for this particular book of Daniel that's allowing us to tap into many things that we would not know if we didn't study or get into the Word of God to get clarity of them and to have specific details. The book of Daniel is that's what we consider an apocalyptic book. Now, when you look at the word apocalyptic, you have to understand the word apocalyptic comes from, it's actually a Greek word. So when you look at the philosophers, philosophical part, and then the scholar part of it, it becomes an argumentative part. That's called apologetic, defending a scripture, text, or verse. These particular verses speaks of the life of Daniel, but from a life of Daniel of the writers or those who studied it perspective. So it's unusual, well, I wouldn't say unusual. You don't get Greek out of Hebrew. You follow me? You have to understand that the writing of the Arabic, Hebrew, are different than Greek. mysticism, mythology, and the writing of those philosophers. So what you get here in this chapter is the word apocalyptic, meaning ancient Greek, or the literature literally means the uncovering and a disclosure of knowledge or revelation. Religious context, it's disclosure of knowledge of relation, of religion context, and to allow to be disclosed of something hidden in a vision of the heavenly secret, so that man can understand it, or it can make sense in a earth reality. So when you look at language here, you have to look at language from the perspective of tongue, speech, language, through the Latin word lingua, or language, tongue, an old French language. The word is sometimes used to refer to codes or refer to ciphering and other kinds of writing constructed by communicational system formerly defined as languages. And it is important to understand language, especially in a decade that will be marked by cataclysmic events. We will be marked by many challenges in this decade if the Lord tarry long. We're watching so many things that are being unveiled right now that are happening, and we're experiencing a high trafficking spirit world full of illusions and delusion and hallucination and fantasy of things that are going on, and people cannot make a solid decision. Dr. Martin Luther King made a speech when he talks about mind. He said, really, do man can make easy decisions through hard-baked solutions? Nothing pains a man more than having to think. The ability to think requires one to study, one to sit down and ascertain languages and know what is going on in specific detail. But if you don't tap into those specific details, it will be impossible to really understand what's going on. And so the medium of life, or social media of life, will usually determine who you will be and what you will be in that decade or that century, or even for that people, community, nation, or event. The more I study the book of Daniel, the more my mind becomes open to knowing that when God did what he did in the book of Genesis, chapter number 11, when he had to come down to see what the people were doing, because they were one. They were one in all areas, in all capacity. So they were so at one accord that they could have built a tower to heaven. In other words, they could have tapped into the little mysteries, the entire mysteries of the heavenly thing. But God had to come down to confuse the language and spread the people, because the people wanted to create a name that was above the name Elohim, Abba, Yahweh, Emmanuel. They wanted to create another name. So God saw what they were doing, and he had to come down, and he had to change the language or confuse them and spread them. And so what you get is many nations out of one nation because of the forces, the battle, and especially the demonic activity that were fought in the heavenly. If you really take a deeper look at eternity. And many people can't really talk about eternity because eternity was a perfect place. You have to change it and move it from the word eternity to internally. Inside every human being is an eternity. Eternity is constituted by internally. Eternal is an internal place in the realm of God's presence. It's eternal. And so in his eternal estate that he has us in, his power is so personified. There's nothing that can get past the perfected him, because he speaks to the counsel of his own will. The phenomena of God is far supersede the mind and the thoughts of any human languages that will ever exist on the earth realm. So chapter number one ends with Daniel becoming a perfected body for the kingdom of God. His name means God is judge, or judgment of God. And so Daniel takes us out of chapter number two with the mysteries of the human body being a kingdom by itself. He gains favor from King Nebuchadnezzar because he asks that he do not eat of the table or eat from the table of King Nebuchadnezzar and the eunuch, or the prince of the eunuch, said to Daniel, he feared for his life. But Daniel gave favor from him and gave him a challenge. And Meltzar then said Daniel to Meltzar, give us an opportunity to prove ourselves 10 days that we will be far greater than you can ever expect. The 10-day period passed, and he finds that Daniel and the three other brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men were chained. Their countenance were different. And he checked their pulse to see, and he finds that their pulse was different, far greater than those of their kind. When he speaks of those of their kind, he talks about those that are in their environment, their neighborhood, their community, their society, and even their people. He finds that they're far greater in health, mind, and wealth. So he presents them to the king, and the king, Nebuchadnezzar, saw that their continence and their skill in the area of knowledge, in the learned of knowledge, and the learned of wisdom, and the learned of understanding, in all dreams were impeccable compared to those of his kind. So chapter number two, Daniel gifts internally opens up to eternity, and he flows in his gift because of the perfected place inside of him. And the more you become perfected in the things of the Lord God, the greater you become to the things of the kingdom of God. And he opens you up to so many things of the mystery, of the mysticism. And you're able to operate in levels of God far beyond just your 66 books of the Bible and the Torah and all of the other languages that you may be able to understand. God gives you a language of his counsel and his will. Jeremiah 29 and 11 opens us up to that, where he said, I know the thoughts. He taps into intellect, dialogue, and he brings us into the very substratum of his will. That's why Jesus said it was, he found it not robbery to be as God. He said, I find it not robbery to be as the Father. In other words, what he was saying to us in human languages, I become just like my Father because my DNA and the specific of my DNA says I come out of the line of him. And everything about the Father, I become just like him. I look at a mirror darkly, as he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he talks about you see through a glass darkly, now face to face. So I become the face of the kingdom of God in face of the adversity of the world. Ooh, I feel it. Preach, Matthew. I see the kingdom of God in face of adversity. So therefore, I walk in a place in God that's far greater than any other event that can ever be told or experienced. Why? Because I tapped into the languages of the Father and the kingdom, and I understand all of the details of anything hidden. So when satanic forces come up against us, I hear the people always say, the devil, the devil, the devil. You have more power than the devil because of the place you are in the kingdom of God. Everybody wants to be like Enoch, translated, but you don't understand translation of interpretation. So to become like Enoch, you have to literally become the interpretation of the languages of God. The Bible said we're just little lower than an angel. So therefore, there's this place or an estate that you can get in with the Lord that outdo any other realms of the spirit because of your state of mind and your thought process. You can't die before time. Jesus told when the enemy came in, I can send a legion of angels. Statistics says a legion of angels, approximately 6,000 of them. And one angel can take out 1,000, 2,000 to 3,000 people. Well, one angel itself can take out 6,000 humans by itself. So therefore, the power that you can take and attain in the kingdom of God is far greater than any power of darkness. The greatest thing that stops the men and women of God from fulfilling the perfect will is sin, or the nature of sin. Fear stifles faith. When you operate in the level of God, you operate in the depths of God. So here you have King Nebuchadnezzar, a Babylonian king, having dream taken from him, or his rest taken from him. He cannot sleep at night, a king, because of the dreams he had. He consults many people by consulting the wrong people for answers. He consults the sorcerer. He consults the magician, the astrologer, the Chaldean for answers to the dream. Even they themselves cannot get answered. So if you consult the sorcerer, the magician, the Chaldean, the astrologer, these all are ancient society, geography, meaning covering land, the entire earth, geographically. There were no answers to the interpretation of the dream, period. So therefore, no one could understand the language for which God sent to a king, Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king. You can't tell me on this earth that God can't do things in this earth that the angel would never know. And then he can raise up a man, a woman of God that can explain the language of his intellect, dialect, dialogue, and his ability is far greater. People that's limiting God to such a box or limiting God to where you at. You can't put no limit on the power and the presence of the eternity. You cannot put a limit on eternity. Eternity is far greater than anything you can think or study or research. You can't get it from the university. You can't get it from the best colleges in the world. This requires one to move beyond cognitive ability into the supernatural presence of the Lord God. And then you can tap back into your human existence without losing yourself and losing who you are as a believer. As a believer, there's a place that God is trying to get the world to see. That is why when we're dealing with all types of diseases, coronavirus that is going on in the earth realm, and then all of these other viruses that are happening in the world and going on around the world. Now fear is stifling everybody. and Wall Street lost three. Now look at this, saints of God, because I'm being prophetic while I'm teaching today. So you got to pick up the dialect while I'm teaching. Here it is. On last week, Wall Street lost $3.5 trillion because of Ebola. I mean, the coronavirus. What is it they're trying to do? They're trying to cut the economic budget, or trying to cut the budget. Let me put it like that. They're trying to tap into the trillions of dollars that America owes, or of debt. So they dropped the debt $3 trillion. Do you understand, people of God? See, you got to understand what's behind the scenes. If you don't study the economics and study the economic climate of the world, you can get in this Bible all day and read it and become a philosopher of the Bible and lose yourself to the world event. And now you're looking at $3.5 trillion that they said Wall Street lost. They didn't lose anything. That's all paper. They were able to wipe that debt off the books. They were able to wipe it off the books. And when they wipe something off the book, there's no record of it. So those who had money invested in that industry or in that bullying system loses what they had. That's why over the last 5 years, they were coming on internet, YouTube, and all of these entities. Talk about you can jump into the market and you can make so much money. You can make so much, so many millions of dollars, quick fix. It wasn't a quick fix. It was a manipulating plan to desensitize and manipulate the market. The market can be manipulated. You can go into the stock market today and manipulate it. You can go in there today and make $5 million. But if you're greedy, you can lose it tomorrow. But if you're wise, you can go in the stock market and get $5 million and then take it out and then walk away tomorrow, and you'll have $5 million and put it in an investment plan and make that $5 million, make $5 million more. But if you got a spirit of greed, like many people do, a greed world, a world full of greed, you lose it overnight because you don't have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to handle what is coming upon the world. So you got everybody spending, what, $5 billion on masks. You know why people are getting $5 billion on masks? Let me tell you. Let me give you the revelation. You know what they want to do? They want you to mask the mask, because most of you are masking yourself anyway. So let's mask them with Ebola. You got to understand the revelation. God give you the revelation of what's going on anyway. He's revealing himself to you. He's always revealing his power to his prophets and to the world and to the things that are going on. He always revealed himself to us. He doesn't leave us ignorant concerning the diabolical plan of the hand of the enemy. He never leaves you closed to the mind and what's going on in the world. He leaves us open to know what's going on. He always leaves us a witness into the earth realm. So chapter 2 was about him, his witness, leaving us understanding, leaving Nebuchadnezzar understanding of the clarity of what God was going to do. King Nebuchadnezzar was going to go through something, 7 years. 7 years of losing his mind. Then he come to himself, and he came to himself, and when he came to himself in the spirit of the Lord God. You as believers and people of God, you have to know what God is saying to you right now. Understand what he's revealing to us now. You got to understand what he's sharing with us, revealing to us. If you don't read it, you'll never get it. If you don't study it, you'll never have the learning. You'll never have the history of it. You'll never have it. We just entered into what? March 1st, 2020. We're in a brand new month. Watch what's getting ready to happen in this month. I'm going to tell you something. You can write this word down. If you hear this word today out of the prophet's mouth, you're going to have more rich people in the world in this month in history. I guarantee you. I promise you that. Why? Because they went into the stock market with this disease, this coronavirus. Now, how did they get corona? Because they got it from the beer, Corona beer. You know that Mexican beer, Corona. So, coronavirus. Now, look at it, virus. Coronavirus. Now, go in the dictionary and look up the word corona and then connect it to virus.
It's the meaning of all of that stuff. We just hear people say, oh, coronavirus. Study what corona is, and then look at virus. Study corona and look at virus, and you'll get the revelation of what God is trying to reveal. That's why God sends a prophet every Sunday morning here, opening you up to understand the mysteries of hidden things. Go inside, study. Just don't come here and hear me every Sunday, get up at 5 in the morning and expect. I want you to study the word of God. Get into it. Look into it. Don't just come on Sunday and write notes down and take a few points. Look at it. Study. You'll understand. So you won't be walking around in fear. You won't be walking around in intimidation. You won't be walking around in all of these things that they're saying to you. You won't walk around in it. You'll have power. You'll have authority. You'll speak to your elements. You'll speak to your society. I spoke last week, last Monday night, when they said to us, all of us, the media, the news, I mean, the meteorologists, what did they say? Seven to eight inches of snow on Tuesday. And then another station said 6 to 12. Did you know Tuesday morning, did we get 6 to 12 inches? No. Did we get 7 to 8 inches? No. We didn't get none of it. And it snowed all night. Why? Because you can speak to your elements. You can command elements. You can speak. There's a power inside your mouth. The enemy want to shut folks down. That's why all of these things, so many people, why is it that when you, God is pushing you to another level, and the first thing people do is draw back. All you drawbacks. I bind that spirit of drawback. Stop drawing back. Go to the end. Complete your mission. Don't back up now. Don't back up. You can't back up now. Daniel never backed up. What did he ask? I need an audience with the king. The king was going to kill Daniel and all of the wise men. Notice now he said in the verse, turn in. Let's go there. I'm almost done. Not going to tarry long today. I'm open. I just opened you all up to a whole other level right here today. And I gave, and as I read the book of Daniel, look at what it says. It mentions up the words, the interpretation, underline it. We're going to go through each of them. Verse number, let's go to verse number 4 at the end. Underline the word interpretation. Verse number 4, interpretation. Then you go down in verse number 5. What do you get? The word interpretation. Keep reading. Go down to verse number, in that verse number 6. What do you get? Interpretation. All right. Go down now. You read on down, you'll get another word, interpretation. You see, I'm bringing you to understanding and clarity. Interpretation, interpretation. Now, we go down, we go to verse number 7. What do you get? The word interpretation of it. All of what's going on right here in this chapter is the word interpretation. Assignment and meaning of symbols of a formal language. A formal language. It's interpretation. Then you read on down. You go up here and you read verse number 9. Go into verse number 9. Follow it carefully and follow it along. And when you get to the middle of that one, before verse number 10, you get the word interpretation. I'm going to break it down for you, so you will have clarity and understanding of all of what God is doing. Coronavirus, find the interpretation or interpretation of what it's all about. It's all about an advancement. Now, how is it that when coronavirus comes on the scene, it affects the stock market? Why? Coronavirus. Why? Because the stock market have a virus in it. So we're going to just shift it and utilize it and make it corona. Corona what? Let's look at the word corona. I'll give you a little understanding today, and then I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop here so people can understand. Now, we're going into understanding this, the languages, all of the meaning, okay? The meaning of what the languages and the understanding of it. Because so many people need to see, people of God, I want you really to understand clearly, clearly what is going on in the world so that you can be privileged to knowing the truth of what's happening around you. And you will not be blindsided or sideswiped by all these demonic presence. I'm telling you, so that you would not be deceived by anything that is going on in the world. I'm telling you, you will be open to have knowledge of all of the things that are going on. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. If you just understand the meaning of what I'm about to share with you, okay? I'm sharing this with you, okay? I want everybody to take notes today. Corona virus. Now listen to this. I need everybody to hear this. Corona. Corona meaning is crown. Is land derived from the ancient Greek word called koroni. The garland wreath is in Europe a plasma that surrounds the sun and the stars. Now stay with me and hear what I'm teaching y'all today. The sun corona extends millions of kilometers into the outer space. It is most easily seen during a total solar eclipse. Now, you remember the last decade was full of eclipses and all of the things that were going on, okay? But it is also observable by the chronograph. The chronograph or the spectroscopy, the measurement indicating strong ionization in the corona and the plasma temperature is excess of trillions of Kelvin, much hotter than the surface of the sun. Light from the corona comes from three primary sources. Now listen to this. From the same volume of space, the K corona, continuous in German, created by sunlight, scattering electron, Doppler broadening of the reflection of photospheric absorption line, spread them so greatly as completely obscure them, giving spectral appearance of continuum with no absorption of light. The F corona, Falshaver, is created by sunlight bouncing off of what? Dust particles, and is observed because its light contains Falshaver absorption line that I've seen in raw sunlight. The F corona is very high elongation angle from the sun, where it is called the zodiacal light, the E-corona. The E-corona emission, due to spectral emission line produced by anions that are presented in the coronal plasma, it may be observed in broad, forbidden, or hot spectral emission line, and is the main source of information about the corona composition. Now, some people didn't understand what I'm saying. Let me break it down. The you see, it's the crown around the sun. The ancient word is called the garland wreath. You follow what I'm saying? Now, when you look at what they say about the angels, you follow me? Angel. What do you see when you see an angel? They put a wreath around their head with a light brightening, a bright wreath. A wreath around the head, and it's lit. Wreath. A light around the angel. An angel, what do you have? Around his head, a wreath, lit. Now, to understand corona, meaning crown in Latin, deriving from the ancient word garland wreath, wreath, to really understand what's going on in the land. There's a battle in the spiritual world. Now, what you're seeing and hearing about this coronavirus, you change it around and understand what the world or what the demonic spirits have entered into human beings, giving them data and information that the crown or the presence of God has become demonic in the earth realm. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Y'all ain't ready. Go home and go sit down somewhere. That demonic presence is trying to take the kingdom of God and the presence of God and change it. Lucifer is so angry. He is so vicious. And many of the people want to serve him. He is so vicious in his activity that he literally puts in human form languages. If you don't have interpretation of languages, you will be fooled. I'm trying to get the world to understand what's getting ready to take over churches, society, community, and nation. It's an all points bulletin of what I'm sharing today. Demonic spirits is trying to throw fear in the face of God, trying to reveal itself to the people. The people of God need to come to the revelation. Don't only read the Bible, but understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You are reading, but you're not understanding the mysteries of the revelation for which God wants you to ascertain, to open you up to the power and the ability of what's inside you and how great you are as a kingdom. That's why, and when I'm teaching about interpretation and the languages, I'm trying to get the people to understand the power and the authority for what you carry on behalf of the Father. It's very powerful. Very powerful. So Daniel chapter 2 opens us up to understanding that the gift inside you, the gift and the calling inside you, God give it to you, you don't have to repent. But if demonic spirits connect to your gift and calling, you still afloat in that spirit, but you're going to hell. Because he's going to use your gift to deceive and manipulate people. He's going to use your gift to open things up, but you'll never make it yourself. He going to use you and change you and use everything about you. That's what do you have? Psychic. Witches. Voodoo. Warlocks. All of these ancient spirits. Yeah, they have that language because they understand. They study the gift. And then they reveal to you things. Oh, he was so right. He was so right. Now, he revealed to you, but it opens up another spirit inside you. Because you didn't consult the Father, you consulted a spirit. Now you understand. You consulted a spirit. You didn't consult the Father. When you consult the Spirit of God, then it leads you in the right direction. Ultimately, that gift of interpretation that they used. They gave you what was right, but they gave it to you at a time where you were not mature. They gave it to you at a time to manipulate your mind and your thoughts in the thought process. And you opens up another realm, and you start doing something that they gave you clarity about, and you did your own thing. You damage your destiny if you don't obey God. You can get all the information. They're going to give you what you need. They're going to explain to you. But then you, as a believer, shame on you. You should know better. A lot of these people, they don't know better. Well, they know something is happening all over the world, everywhere around the world. God always had prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-E-S-S, prophets, who were able to explain the kingdom of God to the people. Always. Their life was electrified by the presence of God. Their life was set apart totally, totally to the presence of God so that God can use them to advance the kingdom. You have to be used to advance the kingdom of God. Now, I don't want to deal with the word plasma here, because plasma, some of you, if you don't study plasma, is part of what they use from the human body, plasma. Plasma, one of the four fundamental states of matter, but first described by the chemist living Langley, the Langmuir in the 1920s. It consists of gaseous atoms, which have some of their orbital electrons removed and free electrons. Plasma can be artificially generated by heat or subjecting to natural gas, plasma. You know, they have those places in community where you give plasma to them. See, all of these things are part of the body, the human body. The human body as it is so powerful. The glory of God is so powerful in the very human body. The human body, the power of the human, the human ability. I can go deeper to tell you more today, but I will be here all day breaking down this chapter 2. Amen. We're going to stop today. We'll pick up next week on chapter number 2. How these astrologers, magicians, sorcerers, Chaldeans, none had the ability or the skills to give any interpretation of anything that was happening, period, about the interpretation of dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar, to the point where they even told the king, there's no king, there's no lord, there's no one. Let me take you verse number 10 and read this for you. The Chaldean answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such thing of any magician, astrologer, Chaldean. He tells the king in simple terms, you are king, lord, there is no one, you the only one on this earth, will ever come and talk about a matter like this. And that's when the king got wroth. He got very angry. because this child then looks at him and tell him, what you trying to interpret to us is unheard of. So what God gave him, the dream that he gave him was a dream that wasn't even heard of. That's a revelation by itself. So God, no matter how powerful the devil thinks he is, and he can operate in you. Ooh, good God Almighty. It makes no dip in your power. God keeps you confound. Even working with the devil, he got the devil so confound, and the people want to give the devil a credit card that don't even have nothing in the account. Now, I'm not taking saying he doesn't have power. He does. But you got to understand the power in you as a believer so you can escape the very demonic things of the world. And I'm not talking about pride, arrogance, and all of those things, but your obedience to God. I got a good friend who now the Lord got his total attention. He got mad too, but got his total attention. Why? Because God had to allow things to happen in his life. At first, it was not happening. Why? Because too much pride. But when God broke him down, now he's talking about the Lord more than anything. The Lord knows how to get your attention. He knows how to get our attention. So he's trying to speed up God to getting the thing right. God's going to take his time until God get him totally in his will and not just coming to his will for things, but totally in his will. Because God is a powerful. He's a powerful spirit, and he knows what he's doing. So you have to understand your place in the kingdom of God or as believer. You're going to deal with all of these false spirits, false things that's going to try to shake you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your revealing power, your revealing presence over us, in us, and through us. And in the name of Jesus, open us up to clear understanding of what the kingdom of darkness is trying to do to the kingdom of light. God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, thank God. And now, God, I bind up every spirit of backlash and spirit of retaliation. And I come against the strong man that wants to deviate us from the presence and the power of your word. Father, we give you praise. And we give you glory. And thank God. Amen. Amen. So now you understand what coronavirus means. It's trying to make the crown of God look like it's a virus in the earth, man. And so they're creating things to take out from the presence of God being manifest. Now, the world can't tell you that information. Only a prophet can tell you that. I'm the one that can tell you that. Even the other prophets who run around during this tax season trying to get everybody money won't tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm revealing to the people of God what's really going on so you will not be fooled concerning satanic devices in the hand of the enemy. I'm revealing to you the mysteries of the kingdom of darkness so you can walk in the presence of the kingdom of light. On to that. All right. Administrator Breyer, top of the morning to you. Thank you. So much. Appreciate you over there. Thank God for the things of God. We bless the Lord for you on today. Any questions or anything? Anybody got a question or comment, you can hit one on your dial. You can come in. I can give you some more clarity if you need it. I'm going to use this next 7 minutes if you want to hit one on your dial and come in. If God gave clarity, you can do that as well. Bless you on this morning, Administrator Brian. Any other announcements?
God bless you, Prophet Matthew. God bless everyone that's listening in the chat room this morning. Please keep in mind that we've embarked upon a brand new month the month of March, and we've adopted the third Sunday, and every Sunday is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, please feel free to visit the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM. Also, keep in mind that Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, they're getting ready for their 7th-year church celebration, and this will take place on March the 27th and 28th. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic and National Ministries, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. If you would like to bless the ministry for their anniversary celebration, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash up again at @RFPIM, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, remember he's also a licensed Christian counselor as well. We'd be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Just call us at 877-912-2027. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryant. Bless the people of God. Thanks to God if you're in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana suburbs. Join me today, 9:30, our Sunday school, 11 a.m. for our worship experience. We're going to be dealing with part 3 of the book of Daniel. We shared some very powerful words on last Sunday and Tuesday night. We just enhanced the interpretation and blessed God's people. You will be tremendously blessed by the word of the Lord God. And you will be, there's something that the Lord is doing. And he's releasing to the people of God so that they can have clarity and they can have understanding of what's happening in the land. You want to be open to see and to know what God is doing concerning his people and concerning the things of the Lord God for our life, our destiny, and our purpose. No one should be ignorant concerning Satan's devices. The word of God talks about it, I believe, in the book of Proverbs 29 and 18. Without a vision, the people perish, and people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, for they have rejected it. A lot of people have rejected the things of the Lord God that the Lord wants to reveal to them. And I want the saints of God to see, know, and understand what is happening all around them from every level, every place, and every perspective on today. Join us today at 11 a.m. in our sanctuary. That would be a word from the Lord for the people of God this morning, Central Time. You're in the city of Fort Worth, Texas. Join Pastor Marcus Harris and his wife, Lady Harris, Fresh Oil Worship Center, Fresh Oil Worship Center in the city of Fort Worth, Texas. Great man of God and kingdom leader. We bless the Lord for you today, man of God, and thank God for you. We certainly miss you on the conference line, but I certainly understand the schedule, your job schedule, and we thank God for the work that you're doing and the great work that you're impacting in the ministry there. If you're in the city of South Bend, Indiana, join Pastor Carter, Eastern Time Zone of Apostolic House of Deliverance. Overseer is Apostle Russell Sheffu, great, powerful man of God, and Lady Sheffu, in the work that they're doing at 4313 Linden Avenue in South Bend, Indiana. A great, powerful, prophetic, and apostolic house there. But God is blessing the people with such a powerful word from the Lord. You can join them today in their Sunday school. I believe that's Eastern Time Zone, 9:30, and for their powerful worship experience at 11 a.m. If you are in the city of Hampton, Virginia, join Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, powerful man and woman of God, great kingdom leaders at Restoration and Truth Ministry. They are a cutting-edge ministry and a power-packed couple. Join them in their service today, Restoration and Truth Ministry. They do Facebook Live as well. You can be in that sanctuary and receive a word from the Lord. If you're in the city of Joliet, Illinois, join Bishop Nathaniel Matthews and Lady Suzanne Matthews of the Where Life Holiness Church, 654 Patterson Road, in the city of Joliet, Illinois. Join them for their 10 a.m. Sunday school and their 11:30 a.m. worship experience. You will be blessed by the great revelatory knowledge and the wisdom for which God has given Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, my father, and Mother Matthews. Saints of God, we honor you all for listening in and being part of the Word of God that has been released on today. This book of Daniel is a book that's life-changing. It's opening up so much information and so many things to the body of Christ and to the believer. God is revealing himself to us, saints of God. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is revealing or saying to you today. You are being blessed by the revealing power and presence of the Lord God for your life, for your spirit, for your mind, for your destiny. God is doing some great things, people of God. And he's allowing us to be open to really understand what's going on as it relates to the world and world events. We bless the Lord today. So continue to be encouraged and lifted up. Continue to be blessed by what God is doing for your life, in your life, and through your life on today. There's so many other things that God is revealing to his people and through his people for such a time as this. As we pick up on next week, we're going to pick up on some more information that God is sharing and releasing to the people of God. And I bless the Lord for those of you who are listening in, tentatively receiving and hearing. We continue to bless God for you all, your family, your ministry, your life, and your destiny on today. I tremendously thank God. All right, if you're listening in today and you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can go to our website at We Restore You, the letter U in the alphabet, .org. Click on the donation button. Click on the donation button. Sow that seed into this good ground. Sow that seed into this good ground. There is a powerful blessing that comes from sowing into the work of the kingdom of God. Also, if you can do it via Cash App, an app on your phone, Cash App at money sign RFPIM, and bless the ministry as well. So to see, you can go to Zelle on your phone, Zelle on your phone as well. Go to Zelle and go to We Restore You at Yahoo.com. We Restore You at Yahoo.com, and be a blessing to the ministry and the work that we're doing in the kingdom of God and the ministry. Saints of God, I honor the Lord for all that he's doing. And we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Continue to be encouraged and lifted up on today. Continue to let the Spirit of the Lord God have his way in your life and through your life on today. We thank God for you, for joining us and connecting with us all over the world. I'm telling you, it's been a pleasure to teach and share all that God is doing. And today we're taking it to the next level of the teaching. So you can watch us Facebook Live today. Service starts at 11 a.m. We'll go live probably about a quarter till 12 on today and bless God's people with a word from the Lord. We thank God for all of those that have been visiting, sharing, and joining us. Become part of the ministry. We honor the Lord for you all on today. We give God praise, glory, and honor. All right, thanks to God. Don't forget tomorrow night, that's the first Monday night. First Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Join us right here, blog site as well as our conference line. Now, the number by now, well, I won't say by now. They changed the number for a short time. We had a new number, but now we're back to our regular number, the 218-548-3684. And access code didn't change, 435-160-pound. You can join us again back to our regular scheduled timing and regular scheduled number. Tomorrow night, every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m., join us in our sanctuary. I mean, join us right here on conference line. I'm usually at this church, but join us on our conference line as well as blog side and be blessed by the word of the Lord God. All right, we appreciate the thanks of God. Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., Monday morning, 5 a.m., Thursday morning, 5 a.m., and first and third Friday, and first and third Saturday, 5 a.m. Powerful teaching and word from the Lord. We're praying for the people of God and the saints all over. Many people that are requesting us to pray for them, and we have you in our prayers and have you lifted up in our prayers on today. All right. Do anyone have a question or comment for the prophet before we end? If you do, hit one on your dial. If not, we bless the Lord for you as well, thanking God for you on today. We're praising God. All right, thanks to God. We'll be encouraged on today. Follow the prophetic teleprompter, the word of God. Continue to stay in that place in the word of God. Continue to walk in total obedience to the word of God. Don't waver in this season. Tell you, don't waver. Stay strong. Stay the course. Stay the course. Thanks to God. Administrator Rita Bryant, we're just 13 days away from your event coming up in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. You want to tell us a little bit about your event, Woman of God?
God bless you, Dr. Matthew. We're getting ready for the 14th Annual Royal Women's Conference. And many of you know, my niece, Connie Bryant, went to Be Home with the Lord in 2017, and she started this conference, this powerful women conference. She started it 14 years ago in our hometown at our home church in Clanton. And when she passed away, I vowed with her sister that I would help her keep the vision alive. So therefore, we're getting ready for the 14th Annual Royal Women's Conference, and we've turned the funds into a scholarship fund to American Bible University in her memory to help someone go to college. And we're having some dynamic speakers on that day. It started at 10 o'clock a.m. The theme is From Trash to Treasure. It's taken from 1 Thessalonians 4 and 7, I believe it is. The guest speaker, main speaker, will be Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. Our MC will be Pastor Celeste Crenshaw, and Evangelist Dinah Pryor from Maconville, Alabama, will be one of the speakers, along with Bishop Linda Brown of Montgomery, Evangelist Shamika Cooper, which is one of my nieces from Verbena, Alabama, one of my first cousins, Kimberly Johnson from Huntsville, and Evangelist Dominica Jones of Alexander City, Alabama. And if you would like to be a part of this scholarship fund, you can make a donation at Cash App Connie B. Scholar. That's money sign Connie B. Scholar. And if you're listening to the Prophet Simmons and Apostle Simmons on the first and third Saturday mornings, that introduction for that commercial, the voice that you hear is my niece, Connie B. who passed away in 2017, and we would appreciate it if you would like to sow a seed to help a student go to Bible College at American Bible University. God bless you, Dr. Matthews, for the opportunity to explain.
Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. And it's trying to reach the bride and people of God. All right, thanks to God. You heard it right here. The word broken down, expound, gave you clarity and understanding of what's going on in the land and concerning the land and concerning these names and the information, excuse me. All right, be blessed on today. We love you all with the love of the Lord. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. You've been so good. Sometime we gotta take time and just say thank you. My God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh, Lord, we say, oh, we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you.